Welcome to Running Stories. My name is Paolo, and I am a passionate runner. Running marathons transformed my life many years ago. I have discovered that runners have amazing stories to tell. Those stories are healing stories and stories that help. Running Stories is a radio show broadcasting some of these stories and giving voice to runners from the Run Forever Running Club, which welcomes anyone learning to run, not just the wall of the marathoner, but walls of any kind. These people dream to run forever. But I'm pure in all my thoughts. I'm alive.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Running Stories. You're joined with me, Richard, and I'm in the booth today with Paolo, and we have a guest today, Dale. It's another week, another stories, and more chat about everything running. How's everyone doing today?
Yeah, thank you.
Fine, man.
Good.
Yeah. So obviously it's been a couple of weeks since we've last got together and had a little chat, Paolo. What's been happening with yourselves? How's the running club been going within Grampian?
Yeah, it's going very well, I would say. It's already, we started at the end of February, and now it's the end of May almost, and it has been really a good experience so far. Dale will say probably soon. Yeah, I think we had two sessions in the morning and in the afternoon on Wednesday, and there were a good turnover of people. And I think everybody managed, because during this first month, the idea was actually to get everyone to get into running. So from, let's say, couch to be able to run for 30 minutes. And it was a kind of, we followed a quite a well-known program of training. So it's a program of 9 weeks training, where you start very slowly, alternating walking and running, and then you get into a phase where you start really running for 30 minutes. So what we are going to have now is actually a celebration of this, of what we have been doing. And in a couple of weeks, the 7th of June, on Wednesday, we will have a kind of running event, which is not a race. But actually, on the contrary, is the celebration that we will all be finishers. So finishers in the sense that we will be all able to run continuously for 30 minutes. But I will say maybe later. So yeah. I don't know if.
Fantastic. Yeah. So Dale, have you been involved in the running club since it started? How have you found it?
It's actually been really good. It's been good for the physical health, good for the mental health, and as Paolo's just after saying there, you start off with easy sessions. You don't need to come out and blaze around constantly. You can go out, run a couple of laps, walk a lap. It's just, you start the circuits off like that. In the early period of the 9 weeks so far, you can judge yourself at the end of the 9 weeks on how much you've improved.
So have you done any running at all before joining the running club?
Aye, mostly in prison.
Right, okay. So has this been a more structured routine for you or structured routine for learning to run or run for longer
distances? It actually got me back in it, because I'd lost the running for a wee while. Okay. So I had, but it has just got me back into it. I'm enjoying it. I'm trying to encourage as many people as possible for all the sections to get themselves involved with.
And have you found yourself improving week on week?
Every week, aye. Every week, getting better and better.
So you'll absolutely smash this last event?
Well, the way the workouts have been going is we build up to a 30-minute. We're building up to everybody can do 30, at least 30 minutes with foot stopping.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you start halfway. Probably some people start off, they can't even do 5 minutes.
Yeah,
but at the end of the 9 weeks, some of them might not get to the 30 minutes, but that doesn't really matter. It's just as long as they're involved in it.
Yeah, the participation rather than the outcome of it.
Yeah, which is, yeah. But actually, as I was saying this morning, this idea of being able to run also with others, so not just a single run, but running in a team, is also helpful for learning the rhythm at which you have to run. So say, for example, that you start in a single run because that day you want to really, you feel energized and you want to go at your own pace, you want to find your own pace. And it's fine. But then maybe you go out of breath. And what we are doing now is actually to use the team of runners, the group group of runners, for you know, trying to get into a rhythm where we can recover a little bit.
Okay.
So say, since running at a pace where you can talk with someone close to you is helpful, because actually you get into in technical terms is called the aerobic phase, and that aerobic phase is exactly what we want, because actually you can keep that pace forever. So running forever is actually what is that pace. So if we are able to run in a team and being able to talk with someone, probably we start also to learn how, which is that pace that we have to keep.
So we have a different pace where that hits that person.
Yeah, well, what we are encouraging now is, you know, we are doing, we are almost there with the 30 minutes. So everyone is already able to run those 30 minutes. But, you know, to get really to find that pace for everyone, what we are doing is doing a 10 minutes single run and 5 minutes team run. So that you go out for your single run for 10 minutes and then you see that maybe you are a little bit out of breath, or you're fine. If you're fine, you continue. If you still start to be a little bit out of breath, we get together at a quite low pace, a slow pace, and we start talking to each other.
Talking pace.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you're talking to people, then you're not getting out of breath when you're still running.
Okay.
Your arms and legs will keep on moving if you keep speaking to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And the team things, actually, it's good to try to build up the team thing.
Yeah, we were looking at because before the going to the football pitch to run, we spend also some time in what we call the dressing room, which is not a real dressing room. It's a kind of classroom, but we consider it a dressing room because it's not a place where we teach anything. But we share, and since I'm quite very passionate, as we know, I bring a lot of videos. And we watched a lot Kipchoge.
Right, world record, elephant runner.
Yeah. And we watched also in relation to this team work that we are doing, what Kipchoge did when he beat the sub 2 hours marathon in Vienne. The way he prepared, because it was a kind of single run.
Yeah.
But when you listen to him talking about the preparation and how he did to manage to do that sub 2 hours, you hear him continuously repeating that was a teamwork. Mm-hmm. And teamwork during the preparation, but also the day, it's amazing. There were, you know, 8 runners, if I'm not wrong. I don't know. Dale, do you remember if there were 8 runners?
There's both sexes, men and women.
Yeah, and helping him keeping the pace. You know, it's incredible. It's so beautiful to see also the shape. They studied the shape of the people, of the runners that he has to have in front of him while he was running. So we were just, you know, having this idea in mind and bringing it into our own practice.
So the big question there is, from me, is, do you think he would have been able to do if it wasn't for the rest of his team?
No. I don't believe that he would have been able to do it, because anybody try to train in solo, in confinement, themselves, they just wouldn't get as much help.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting question, because what Kipchoge, in another video that I was watching, he says that in the future he thinks to marathons to become a kind of a team sport.
Like a relay race, or
racing probably in teams. I don't know what he had in mind, but I think it's an interesting thought.
And he praises the people that actually run along with him.
Mm-hmm.
So he does, and he actually tells you in the videos, if it wasn't for these people, I wouldn't achieve as much as I've achieved.
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? Interesting.
Yeah. But that's the thing, it's like, the videos are like, it's different camps, There's been different videos every time. Even the recent London Marathon, we've seen Kipmut, and he was so close. Mm-hmm. So he was to beating Kipchoge's record. He was very, very close. I watched it.
So Dale, do you have to get yourself into like a, I don't want to say a certain, well, yeah, a certain mind frame to go out and do running, or is it like just something you enjoy that much that you just, I just like in Forrest Gump, I just felt like running.
That's it, man. Yeah. It's kind of like that. It's the freedom.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's the freedom you can express a lot when you're running.
Yeah. So what do you sing a song in your head? Do you count sheep? Do you, well, maybe not count sheep.
Don't get us wrong, if I was outside and I was running, I'd have an MP3 player and I'd probably be listening to music. Okay. All different types of music. But in here, you just run, and you might even have music in your head.
Okay.
As we're saying here, so a lot of the time, we'll speak all the way right run as we're running. You know what I mean?
And that just keeps you going.
And it keeps you going.
Do you think you'd be able to do it on your own? Do you think you'd have maybe like, you know how you like you have folks that say you have that little person on your shoulders, that do you think your own person or your own mind can say, no, just keep going?
Aye.
Keep going and all that sort of stuff. And would that come, or is that with you from the very start, or is that just come the more you do?
The way I see it is, your motivation is to start it initially. Mm-hmm. And once you get there and you actually realise, I don't need to be battering my brains in for this. You can actually start off slowly if you're just getting back into it and take it nice and easy, and then every time you just try and build up your fitness and build up your fitness. And a healthy body is a healthy mind.
Yeah. So do you do running outside of the running club? Like, do you go to the gym and the jail?
I use the treadmill in the wing. So I do. Sometimes if it's too wet in the park and the PTIs don't want to take us out on the Monday morning, we do it in the gym, and you just do the workouts.
And do you find much difference from being inside or outside?
It's a lot different inside on a running machine. I prefer to run on the park or run on grass or something like that, or even tarmac. Because it's on the running machine, it's kind of wobbly on my ankles.
Okay.
But everybody's different.
Yeah,
people actually run with not on their feet at all. Bare feet.
Yeah.
We've seen them on the videos.
Because I remember, I can't remember if we've spoke about it in the past, but I remember seeing something about the whole running on a treadmill or running outside and how different it actually is for the mind, but also for the body.
Yeah.
So what would you say if I said to you could never go outside again to run, would you be happy enough on a treadmill? Or
Well, probably I'll try to be happy enough, but yeah, no, it's terrible. I mean, no, I would try really. I think it's really important, this distinction, actually. So running is really being in the open, not just in the outdoor, but in the open, to feel the air, to feel as Dale just said, you know, that freedom. And I think it's very difficult to express in words what that freedom is. So that's why I like this idea of running stories. I remember one to have read on a beautiful running magazine, a story that touched me. It was a story about a woman who was not really very much satisfied with her life, and she decided one day to go for a run with the running club. And she came back, probably she was quite young at the time and very probably talented for being a runner. And she discovered after that run to be really a very good runner. Mm-hmm. But other than being a good athlete, when she says, she describes very beautifully that she goes to the dressing room to take a shower, and that body sense of having sweat, and you know, feeling the energies that she expressed, made her, you know, burst into tears. Okay. Although she was not easy to fall into tears. Mm-hmm. And I think is a quite common experience in many runners to
just be overcome with emotion.
With emotions, yes, I think so. With emotions that come really from the body, mm-hmm. that starts to feel alive. I think that's so powerful, mm-hmm. so powerful. So what Dale was saying, I mean,
yeah.
I want to go out. I want to feel that freedom. Yeah. Yeah.
And this isn't the first running club I've been involved with in prison.
Okay.
I've been involved since I was a young offender. I've been involved in all sorts of running. They used to do a thing called the Berlinny Fun Run.
Okay.
So we did back in the 90s, early 90s, and we get taken to that for the young offenders, and it was six retired firemen that actually won the race. Right. So it was these guys were in their 60s. So they were, and we were all young boys, man, fit as anything, man. You're seeing these older fellas just go whoom, whoom, right past you.
Really?
I've done numerous amounts of charity running events in prison as well, you know what I mean? So this is actually a good thing.
Good. So do you feel much emotions when you're running, or is it just like a get the job done, get the miles complete?
Normally, it's actually figuring out exactly how long you're going to run and actually do that to the best of my ability.
So do you have a target that you try to beat each week, or have you got a target in your head that
normally on
you're
the
keeping to yourself?
I've got different sessions. Like on the Monday when the PTIs take us out for the wing, which is it's a running club, obviously, but it's not the one at Paolo's. Paolo comes in for the one on the Wednesday. On the Monday morning, I go out to try and make sure I get beat every single lap, every single time that I actually go out. Sometimes I don't, sometimes I do.
And how does it make you feel when you don't or when you do?
It makes me determined that the next time that I go, I'm actually going to do it a lot better and actually get an extra one or two laps in.
Yeah, so it gives you that motivation.
Aye.
Nice. So if you were, sorry, I'm going back to the inside-outside thing. Does weather, because as we spoke in the last time that we had an interview, I did start running, but I don't know what it is with, I must be my weight or just being severely unfit. My knee is really playing up, and I've started getting problems with my ankle again because I injured my Achilles a couple of years ago. Does weather play an impact play a part of if you want to go outside and run? Because you're like, oh, it's piddling down with rain, I ain't going out today. But then running, I used to like running in the rain.
Yeah.
When I've run in the rain in the past, because I'm like, oh, this is great. Because I get really hot when I do any sort of physical activity, but that rain just kept me cool, and I always felt I could go longer in a cooler, rainier day.
Yeah, most people can probably do that.
Yeah.
When it's roasting hot, they probably can't do as much. You know what I mean? But as long as you're still doing it, you're still enjoying the fresh air, and every time you're going out, you're benefiting yourself every single time.
Do you think it's having the discipline to just say to yourself, it doesn't matter what the weather is, I'm just going to go out and do it?
Yeah, I think you can read it as a discipline. So you might say, I have to run, I don't know, in preparation of something that I want to do, a 5K, 10K, whatever you are preparing, and you have a timetable for the week, so you have to run 3, 4, 5 times a week, I don't know how many times. And so no matter the weather, and you have to go running. But on the other hand, I'm for being myself a runner, and also for having shared with many other people, like Dale probably as well, that you like to run in every weather. So the thing, many people, of course, you know, for the way we are, we grow up in our society, when you're a child and it's raining, you know, your parents will tell you, no, get in because you get a cold, yeah, or things like that. When you start running and you realize that you go out and run in the rain and you never get a cold, and you are actually, you feel so well, and actually there's something so beautiful of being outside in the rain in running that, you know, it's you start to appreciate different weathers where you can run differently. Of course, it's different to run when it's very cold and when it's raining, but actually you enjoy. It's not that you just keep for the discipline. This is something that I wanted to underline, because we tend actually to encourage and, appreciate people because they are so disciplined. But behind that discipline, that there's pleasure in people, in runners. Runners actually, they are happy to do it. It's not they do it because just they have to fit that they are to respond to their discipline, to their timetable. It's not just that, at least.
Yeah,
the weather, we're running in every single weather. There has been since we started the thing, would you say, was it in February?
Yeah.
Aye, we've been out and it's been hailstones, we've been out and it's been lashing down, we've been out and it's snowed.
Yeah, and you personally, Dale, you have been there All the time. Aye. You didn't miss one. No. One. You didn't miss 1 week. Yeah.
No, I don't like missing it. No. Because it's part. I conclude that it's part of my week. It's part of the training sessions that we get half a parallel as well. We get free running sessions that you can do throughout the period of the week. Mm-hmm. And it's gradually you're getting fitter every single time.
Fantastic. So what would you say to anybody listening to this that is maybe thought about running or hasn't even entered their brain about running? What would you do to get them?
I would say to them, take
thinking
it,
about it.
To have a shot at it. Try it. It's nobody's forcing anybody to run sprints or hard. You know what I mean? It's easy going, and you will see benefits out of it. Because you take records of the things that you're actually eating as well on part of the workouts that we do. So nutrition's got a bit to do with it as well. And the workouts are designed to make it gentle and breaking into coming back to running.
Well, thank you very much, folks, for joining us this week on Running Stories. Hopefully we'll have you back, Dale, again.
Yeah,
we'd love to do this again, because it would be great to get a more insight into maybe even after the event or on the day of the event, we can jump back in here and make another show of the Running Stories and see how we all found it, because I will be there taking pictures and filming some stuff to let the guys in the jail know that this is what it looks like and this is what it is, and it's all one big happy family, hopefully.
Thank you very much, Richard.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.